It's true that when we first come into contact with spiritual ideas, they can seem somewhat abstract. But that's because all we have known up to that point is a mode of being that places all its identity and sense of reality in what belongs to the outer world. So typically, when self-interest is the dominant mode of being, attention is only given to the spiritual realities of the inner world of the mind when it can bring some kind of benefit relating to advancing our outer life. So in this mode of being, inner things tend to serve outer things. So outer things become dominant, and logopraxis supports a process where this gets turned around. The biblical or religious term for this is repentance. So the word repentance is the word most English translations of the Bible use for the Greek word metanoia. And this is somewhat unfortunate because it only conveys half the story. So while repentance means to change, metanoia carries the idea of an absolutely radical transformation of the very structures of the mind itself. So the term speaks to a state of transformation or a transfiguration that truths bring about when they are taken into the mind and willingly lived from. But this transformation only happens if inner work or work on oneself is valued for its own sake. If this attitude is absent, then ideas related to what belongs to the development of an interior life will seem incredibly abstract and of little practical use. So it's helpful to remember this when we find ourselves wanting to share our life in the Word with others. What's full of meaning for someone whose attention is focused on inner work can be incredibly boring for others who, even if they have a religious or spiritual interest, remain primarily fixed in terms of their attitude and perspective on outer life. So I just want to finish. There's just an interesting quote here from the book of Romans by Paul. So this is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and it says this: "I am entreating you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, this being your rational divine worship, and not to be configured to this age, but to be transfigured through the renewal of your mind, that you might affirm what is the good, well-pleasing, and perfect will of God."